Tone Master General, the debate is raging about the Cavs right now, my mentions, even though you and I just got almost a knockdown drag out about the Cleveland Browns a moment ago. What was the question you asked right before I had to send it to break? I hate having to do that because it feels like I'm sidestepping you. I'm not.
Yeah, I didn't look
at
the time. I just
don't want to get bogged down into who wins and who loses.
No, I was asking.
It's my bad.
We're talking about stability. We're talking about dysfunction. We're talking about what the feeling is. Because Albert Breer kind of came on yesterday on the afternoon show and was like, the Browns front office setup is still fine. It's professional. Basically, there's not the dysfunction. That doesn't mean guys are going to keep their jobs. Like, obviously, in the end, Jimmy Haslam's going to do what he's going to do. But I was asking you, wouldn't any team, remember there were double-digit at least teams that were in on Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Wouldn't every single team be in the exact same spot?
Yeah.
Right now if they had Deshaun?
Yes. If they now, we do hear that there were several teams not willing to offer what the Browns offered. That's why the Browns were back in when they were first
I want to read this tweet. It's a very, very legitimate point and something that's it's hard to argue. Like, total Browns move. On X, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says the other teams wouldn't be in the situation. Why'd he come to Cleveland, Tone? He wasn't coming here because of the guaranteed money. So that's what you're saying, Ken, about the guaranteed money. Boy, I would love to find out down the road how that auction, or whatever you want to call it, how that took place. You had all these teams that were in on Deshaun Watson. So all these teams were willing, even with the baggage. And not knowing what the suspension would be. Remember, we didn't know what the suspension would be at that time. Whether it was going to be a year, whether it was going to be no games at all. We heard everything. We did that every day. We did Matlock every single day.
Fatlock.
We did it every single day about that. What was it like when the Browns were told, no, you're out? Were they told, you're out, that's the end of the conversation? Or were they told, unless you can hit this number? And then was it, can you guarantee that number? Was any other team going to be willing to guarantee any number out there? Like, I would love to know how that went.
The only way we would know is if he were a good quarterback. That's the only way.
Because that's a good point.
If he were good, you think about the teams, of 13 teams that were in, including the Browns, some of them do not have good. I would imagine a lot of them don't have good quarterback situations right now. But they're not going to sit there and go, hey, we were willing to offer this to Deshaun Watson. Like, you're not making my situation any better. But if you took quarterback X out of the draft instead, and quarterback X sucked, and Deshaun Watson was throwing for 5,200 yards and leading the Browns to deep playoff runs, you'd go, hey, we did try to get him. We offered this, that, and the other to bring in Deshaun Watson. Because now it would be leaked because they're in job savior mode. Now, you are right. But you can be, you're right about the quote-unquote dysfunction. It's not dysfunctional in terms of there's not backstabbing, there's no leaks, there's no weird, which I don't even believe those emails, the blacked out emails of talking to NFL insiders of things like that who say this is how bad it is and things like it was a few years ago. I don't think it's like that. But you can be professional and you could treat each other with respect. And you could be putting this thing in a terrible situation. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about stability. Because I'll bring it back to this. I got to use your own words against you. You and I, on phone conversations, when we do our phone calls, I will not forget the frustration. I'm driving over the 480 bridge. What a place to be driving over when I'm thinking this. I'm driving over the 480 bridge on the way home. It's 2022. And you cannot believe what you are hearing from people because they're not playing well. We're waiting for Deshaun Watson to come back from this suspension. And you're hearing, hey, the processes, they're fine with the processes. They're happy with the processes. They're just not winning games. And we're thinking, how could you just be not results-based in a results-based business? You were frustrated with that.
They will be. Kenny, I mean, this is what this is where I disagree with Breer. Like, I absolutely could see them getting rid of everybody.
Okay, so we agree with each other.
Yeah, me and you, what we are arguing about is I'm trying to separate, like, this is what analytics people will tell you. Like, hey, you know, you can have all the best systems in place. They still might not work. Like, you could have the best scouting, too, in the world. You're going to miss on some guys. And when you miss on the quarterback like this, you know, that puts you in such a hole to begin with. And now this year, like, they made up for it last year. That's why last year was a fairy tale run. What happened in December? That's not supposed to happen. All the guys that weren't there at the beginning of the year that latched on, your kicker, your running back, your quarterback, and it was amazing. And then Stefanski was a work of art. Everything was working until you lose in the playoff game, and then your reality sets in, and you come back this year, again, with huge aspirations, and then all of a sudden your offensive line stinks, your defensive line's not as advertised, your dominant defense, your historically good defense last year, all of a sudden it looks like everybody's got the book on it.
And then dancing.
And there is a lot of dancing. I will give them
that.
Too
much dancing.
There has been dancing.
They need to make the mayor of Footloose the person who's the dog pound captain tomorrow.
You imagine?
Listen, I've had a lot of bad ideas. You know damn well that's a good idea. Don't even lie to me, Owen.
It's the first good one you've had in a week.
You're damn right. Anyway.
Compare this to the Jets. The Jets fired their GM yesterday. Guys, there was dysfunction. He drafted good players. He drafted his drafts compared to Andrew Berry's. Now, he had first-round picks, which helped. But his picks, like the some of the talented guys they have, Breer was also mentioning all those good, talented players, but the dysfunction that also surrounded their
quarterback. Diana Russini reported last night, this is last night during the Cavs game, and we will get back to the Cavs, I promise you guys that. Diana Russini reported that Woody Johnson wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers. And I'm looking at going, yeah, took your team back good. I'm going, no, wait a minute. I don't want to make decisions based on, this is where the analytics do come in. Because guys, if they do decide to tear down, I can't get rid of 53 players. They're not all bad. You cannot tell me they're all, I know you're mad at them, and I'm mad at them too. Hell, I was mad at them on Monday, and Ben got a hold of it, or whoever got a hold of it over there, and away it went. I'm mad. I'm not cutting 53 guys. I can't cut 53 guys. I don't think 53 guys on the Browns are bad. I think they're not very good in some key positions. I think their coaching is questionable. I think the hires that they made, I mean, Bubba Ventrone, I'm sorry, this has been listless so far this year. There's several things that aren't good, but I would think that those things, like, hey, wait a minute, let's make a decent decision here before we get mad and send people out the door and then aren't able to get people back again. I don't want to do that either, but I know that eventually, someone's going to have to pay the piper for this. And if you're 2-8, it does become a little emotional, and it does become, hey, it is a business. What can I sell to my fan base? I mean, you said it yourself. I brought it up yesterday. Jameis Winston. Maybe Jameis Winston would be a pretty good bridge. Say you got the number one overall pick. If you're going to take Travis Hunter, maybe Jameis Winston becomes a good bridge quarterback for you. Can you go back into a room and have a Jameis Winston, Deshaun Watson, DTR quarterback room? Not a lot of people are going to be enthused about that. But if you had Travis Hunter, maybe you can sprinkle some dust on it and be happy about it. Or do you go after the quarterback and make that distraction compared to what you still have, which is the albatross of the Deshaun Watson contract back? And I'm telling you right now, if you just run it back with these guys, then it feels, wow, we went from a team that fired everybody way too quickly, seeing everybody, to now we are so afraid of being dysfunctional, we can't see the forest for the trees. Because I can't find anybody, and guys, let me be brutally honest about this. I like Andrew personally, and I don't trust him to make the decisions for the future right now. I don't, and I can't find anybody who does. It's a terrible thing to admit. I want to trust him. I like him. I think he's a good guy. There's plenty of guys in Cleveland sports I like. He's one of them. I don't trust him, and I can't find anybody on the phones or anybody in the streets that does. And I don't think that we're thinking angry on November 20th. I'm trying to be as logical as possible because I want things to work out. I don't want to fire anybody based because I'm mad because they lost. I don't want to do that. But if I don't trust you to make the picks because of name your choice of what's happened in the past, it's not good. 216-474-0092. Tony in Mansfield, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Tony.
Hey yeah. I was going to rip Tone there for a minute, but, yeah, he kind of redeemed himself with the Browns, man. Just, like, dysfunction. Like, what I mean by that is, yeah, you know, if you look at every scenario, like, yes, they're in place, so the cogs are there, but that doesn't mean it works. And, Tone, I think you put that perfectly, right? It's like, you know, we got worse right? Well, we can talk about Andrew Berry with the draft picks. Nothing has worked out. Yes, he hasn't had high draft picks, but if you look at our coaching staff, we made changes to try to get better, but we got worse. We tried the investment with Deshaun Watson, like other teams did, to try to get better. So I give them credit for that. The Haslams spend money, which is good, right? But if you look at the cogs now, look at our secondary on defense. Not very good, not reliable. Look at our linebackers. One guy, you guys talked about it yesterday. Defensive line, one guy maybe, and Myles Garrett. Our talent is way, way overlooked, or it's underachieved, very overrated. We don't have a single cog in place on this in this franchise that is worthwhile. And in the way that you put it, Tone, with in 2022 and then onward and what happened, is spot on. And where our team is now is it's like we talk a lot about drafting a quarterback. You know, we're going to bridge. It's like our offensive line is done. Unfortunately, Dwan Jones got hurt again. He was the only little bit of a gleaming light, but then we don't have a coaching staff possibly that can even develop these guys. Same thing with our running backs. Well, we're counting on Nick Chubb, you know, past 30. Quarterback situation, nothing. Wide receivers, and I'm sorry, like, I like Tillman, but we're giving, and if you're talking about Jerry Jeudy, who was a failure at another team, and was, we were told when we signed him that he was going to be a waste. And we're giving false hope and false credit to players.
See, that's like they got enough prop, Tony, because I think you're doing what I mentioned before, and I got to let you go, and I thank you very much for the call. I don't want to start assigning blame to people I don't believe need blame assigned to. Now, I know, Tony, you're not totally out of the woods when I say this, because I know I'm sure we'll have our day. I think Jerry Jeudy is not one of my concerns right now. I think that now that he has Jameis Winston throw it to him, and I'm not just seeing the touchdown that he had against New Orleans, I don't want to start assigning blame to some of the things that have gone okay. Jerry Jeudy, I think he's going pretty well so far. Maybe you disagree. Sed Tillman, starting to come out of it. He's no longer a water heater. You just roll out there. He's making plays. He's looking confident. Had a great block yesterday or on Sunday to free up Jerry Jeudy. I don't want to start doing that. Like, I don't want to just turn everything into bad, because I do have to evaluate this as it moves forward. Because if you do move on from Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, and right now I think that the signs do point to yes, I got to find somebody better. It's the same thing we talked about with Bill Callahan. Yeah, Bill Callahan was going to move on. It's who you hire that makes the difference to replace that person. I can't get worse just because I'm mad, quote-unquote, at Barry Stefanski, et cetera, et cetera.